Territory FM. I have a very special guest in the studio with me. He's a fiery from out Jabiroo way. So hopefully you haven't met him, because that means you've probably been in a bit of trouble. Steve Hutton is about to go cycling in a motorcycle extravaganza with 60 mates. They're going to leave Baddow Bay on the 27th of July. That's next month, the end of next month. The reason I've got him on now, though, they want to raise money and awareness about, I guess, mental illnesses and depression. And the ride is called the Black Dog Ride Around Australia. And like I said, it's going to hit the road in July. Registration for concurrent state riders is now open. Now, Mick, I'm going to throw the ball at you. Tell the listeners what it's all about.
Well, it's about suicide and raising awareness regarding suicide, because in Australia, it's actually the leading cause of death for people under the age of 45.
That's like cancer.
Yep.
Falling over in the bathtub.
Everything else. This is the leading cause. All right. So, and believe it or not, 80% of the suicides in Australia are by men. And really, it's particularly prevalent in regional and remote areas. So that is also, we're trying to raise awareness about mental illness as well, because in our lifetimes, one in five Australians will experience mental illness at one stage or another. And really, depressive disorders are the most common identifiable risk factor for suicide. Anyway, the support what we're giving is directed to lifelines, online crisis chat services that you can ring up and have a chat with people that are more professional. And also, there's a organisation called Mental Health First Aid, which conduct courses in teaching people how to deal with mental health issues and just help people along.
Now, let's talk about the bike ride. How did all that start?
Well, this started with Steve Andrews. Steve Andrews did a ride in 2009, and he rode around Australia solo, just raising awareness. And what prompted Steve was that he saw the suicide of his mother and his best mate's wife. And his aim was to generate community awareness around depression and mental illness, and just basically really to start the conversation. Ultimately trying to lead sufferers to getting some help. I mean, it's very hard, I can understand. And look, Steve has done just such an awesome job since 2009. He's got the Pride of Australia Community Service Medal and also the Suicide Prevention Australia's Life Award for his work with the Black Dog Ride, okay? And he's also been nominated as the state finalist in the 2014 Australian of the Year Awards. Okay, and look, I don't know, I'm pretty sure people have experienced or been in contact with people that have suffered from depression and unfortunately may have ended their own lives. And with Darwin and Northern Territory being such a close-knit community, I'm sure we're all aware of someone. So the idea of raising funds is to raise funds towards Lifeline and Lifeline Australia in their crisis support, and all the money goes there. Not a skerrick goes anywhere else. It's all to them. The ride itself, starting off in Baddow Bay, we're all self-funding. So we're putting our hands in our own pockets to actually do it.
And there's 60 of you. Did I get that number right?
Yeah. Actually, there was 70 registered. I think it's down to 65 now, but give or take. So that's an awesome amount of people to be going on a ride.
I don't know what the collective noun is for a group of... I can't say bikies, because that probably sounds wrong. But, wow, that is a huge number. And you're all taking off at about the same time, so you'll be en masse?
En masse. We have some support vehicles sponsored by Holden. So we've got a couple of Holden Colorados following us around, brand newies. Cool. So, and obviously a couple of trailers for those people who might get a bit sore in the backside or their bike has a failure. But I must say that we've had lots of support. Bikes Only, who transport bikes around Australia, they've done a great super deal for us, and they're transporting bikes to Sydney at a virtually just a cost price. So it is really awesome to see that happen. Okay. just to let you know that since 2009, through Steve Andrews' efforts, he's raised about $1.3 million towards Lifeline and suicide and mental health awareness.
That's through the bike riding?
Through the bike riding, through the Black Dog Ride. And you would have seen there's normally state rides and rides from an annual ride from Sydney to the Red Centre.
Yes.
Angry Anderson was one of the supporters. How would you be? I went to Sydney on the weekend, so strolling through the airport Friday morning. Who's sitting there? Angry Anderson. So I went over and said g'day. And
he's not riding with you guys though next month, is he?
Well, he looked a bit tired, so he said he might come along for a day or two. And I said, oh, that'd be great. Be awesome.
It sounds good. Now, it sounds like a travelling road show for you guys. What are you going to do? Are you going to have stop at key parts and spread the message, or?
Well, there's been significant support from Lions Australia, and they are actually going to provide us with evening meals at occasional stops. And really, over the 32 days, we traverse from the coast up to the New England Highway, then down to the Queensland coast, across the up to Townsville, and across over to Tennant Creek. And believe it or not, I've been in contact with my CEO, that would be John McRoberts, the police commissioner, and he's offered to come and meet us, and whether it's an escort or, you know, from Barclay Homestead up through to Pine Creek.
The big fella, is he going to get on a bike or you don't know?
Oh, well, I've challenged him, and he has a bike, so...
I see him riding his cycle, his push bike, quite often down the Stuart Highway to work, so...
Oh, right.
He's got two wheels.
He looks like he's going to bring a couple of his officers and himself down to support the message, because he's a strong advocate in Beyond Blue. That's one of his focuses for his community service, and I would say that I really enjoy the idea of him coming along and all of us getting together. It'd be really excellent.
Okay, Mick, it sounds really good. We're going to have to leave it there. Mick Hutton, of course, you're going to go on the Black Dog Ride. It starts July 27 next month. For volunteers, sorry, 26.
26, that's
my
right.
Apologies. And not for volunteers, for sponsors who want to get involved, can you give us that website address?
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can either go to www.blackdogride.com.au, or there's another site that they call, that we've been putting our money through, any sponsorship money and that sort of stuff, and that is Everyday Hero. And it's like a gateway to providing sponsorship that is quite secure, so people can do it through a credit card or something like that. So and still, it's a charity thing, so they're still able to claim it on tax and that.
Okay, Mick, it sounds like a very, very worthy cause. Good luck with that. And I guess when Daryl's back, he's riding to, one, motorbikes and also your cause, so he will pick up the ball when he's back.
Yeah, sure. I'll look forward to speaking to Daryl too.
All right, cool. That was Mick Hutton there talking about Black Dog Riders, raising awareness for depression and suicide prevention. And if anyone out there are experiencing difficulties or know someone that is, you can get urgent support and help from Lifeline on 13 11 14.